Okay, we are on Daf Kuv Gimel. That is today's Daf, and we are towards the bottom of Kuv Beis Amid Beis. We just have the discussion of Rava when he heard Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon in the bathroom. He's even going over the Divrei Torah, talking about the conversation between the Tfil Yom and a Tahar Kohen. The Tfil Yom is bothered. He wants a portion of the Karban Mincha. He wants a portion of the Karban Chatas. And he wants a portion of the Karban Shlamim. And towards the end, the Tahar Kohen knocked him down. Tahar Kohen said that you can't have any of the Chalakim. So the Gemara says that the Kula and the Chumra of the Kal V'Chomers of the Tfil Yom, you know, he left with his good buddies, the Onain and the Mechusar Kapara, who also don't get a chelek. So says the Gemara, we're about 6 lines from the bottom, almost towards the end of the conversation. So Parach Rav Achai. So Rav Achai chimes in and says, wait a second, there's one karban that the Tfil Yom did not ask for. He asked for a mincha and a shlamim and a chatas. So leimalei, why didn't he tell him, tein li mi bechar va'ochel? Could I have a piece of the bechar? That one wasn't suggested. So could he have a piece of the karban bechar? So what would have been the conversation? Mishum da amar lei, uma b'makam shehor rakochi b'chatas. Eitzel nashev avadai, buy a karban chatas. The Tfil Yom says, I am very weak, because my wife and kid and my servants cannot have it, because it's kachi kachim, dechisicha b'chatas Yisrael, and yet I am pushed aside. You are also, you push me away from Chatas Yisrael, so where my strength is weakened by Chatas, you push me aside. Makam shiyafakochi bebechar tekuli dili by a bechar, bechar behemet tahora, which is totally mine, and I could do whatever I want with it, and I could give it to my wife and kids, and even if it gets a mum, so I could do whatever. Really, it's mamono shel kohen, so dilihi in odisha dichachami menu. So surely I should be able to push you, and I should be able to get a chelik of it. That's what the Tfil Yom says. So the Gemara answers, so the conversation continues, that no, the Torah would have answered back as follows. Uman dechisani mechadas. Shekashem shehora kochacha kachora kochi. Here it is, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Mishum da amar le, that's what the Tar person tells the Tfil Yom. The Tar person says, in a place where my strength is weakened by Chatas, and yet I can still push you away by Chatas, surely where my strength is strong by Bechor, I can surely push you away. So the Tfil Yom answers, Umam dechisani me Chatas shekashem shehora kochacha kachora kochi. By Chatas we're both weakened. To the chenimi Bechor, shekashem sheyofa kochacha kachayofa kochi. By Bechor, both our strengths are stronger. Sarayhu Omer es damam tizrok al mizbeach bez chalbam taktir. No, the pasuk says specifically that you sprinkle the blood and the chel of his birth uvisarami yelacha, and the basar should be to you bazarok va'achol. So again, like we have the drashas, so come and do this rika, and you would be able to eat it. We'll see whatever. And since you can't do this rika, then you can't eat it. Again, special pasuk learned out from the Torah. The Idach, and why, the question is, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who had this whole conversation with himself that was overheard, so why didn't he have this conversation about Meiser, about Bechor? He had all the other ones, so why didn't he have this one? So Parech, because he could have said, Miksiv, this is what the Tfil Yom could have answered back. Miksiv uvisaram lakohen hazorek. So they say the Basar should be for the Kohen who does the Zrika. Uvisaram yelachaksiv. It says Lacha afilu l'kohen acher. Lacha might have included even another Kohen, and that's why the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon didn't have this conversation, because the Tfil Yom could have had an answer back, and he would have wanted and been roy to get a portion of the bechar. Before we do the last line, Tosfos here points out the bottom Tosfos Parach Rav Achai. So whenever you have Rav Achai in Shas, the Rishonim have this discussion. The Rashbam writes here in Tosfos that you don't have it's not such a common phrase. Parach Rav Achai. You have that by any of the other Amoraim? Parach Rav Yochanan. Parach Rav Zera. You don't have that. It's Parach Rav Achai. That tips you off that it's a different, person we're talking about here. It says Tosfos. Bekal makom l'shono mishune. K'dashkan b'resh k'subis. Like the first daffing subis. Pashit Rav Achai. You know why? Says the Rashbam. Because this Rav Achai was a gaon. This Rav Achai was this few lines of the Gemara, just like in Ksubis. It was added on after Ravina and Ravashi already closed up the Gemara. He says, Rav Achai Gon, that the Tziv made famous. Shahaya me Rabbanan Savuroi, that were from the Savuroim after the Gemara. Debasa Ravina Varavashi Debisof Hara'a. Like the Gemara says about Metzia, they were Sof Hara, but this was added on. V'yachrechein, v'kazachrechein Dvarav, Besof Hashas, Mio Behidik Subish, Acharavashi Demai Besrei. This one, I'll say, is Rav Achai. But the other one in Ksubis, you have Rav Ashi commenting on it, so it can't be Rav Achai Gon, because Rav Ashi is discussing it. But sometimes you have this, the Ritva there in Ksubis, quotes a discussion of, maybe this is Rav Achai Gon, but this is an important Ha'ara, who that was. Okay. So the last line now, we had the whole discussion about Tful Yom, so now the Gemara gets to the line. How did Rav Shimon have this whole conversation with himself? In the bathroom. V'yamar Rav Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol makom mutar lahar her, chutz mimerchatz ubeis hakisei. Now let's think about Torah in the bathroom. Right, so how could he do this? And Rava, or Rav, depending on the Girsa, overheard him, and he repeated this whole thing and made it into the Gemara. But how do you think about it in the bathroom? Answers the Gemara, la onso shiny. It wasn't his fault. He couldn't control himself. He couldn't. It was every second of his life he was thinking about Torah. La onso shiny. Rashi says on the bottom line, Shahaisa shmu'aso shkurah b'fiv. His shmua was common and always in his mouth. Umahar her bab al karcho. He couldn't help it. He couldn't stop. Like the Rugged Shavar used to say, you know, if I learn on Tisha B'Av, what can I do? It should be my worst aveira. I can't stop. Right? That's the Gemara. Similar reminds us of the Gemara in Maseches. Brachos, where the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Brachos, Rabbi Gamliel says, where it talks about that a chassan is pater from Kriya Shema, lather rishon of the weddings, Tosfos says doesn't apply bizman hazeh, but at least, in the Mishnah says that pater, and Rabbi Gamliel says, any rotz, any shomei levatel mimeni, malchus shemayim afilu sho'achas. I'm not gonna listen to you, even for one moment if you batel sho'achas. Rabbi Chaim Yivalashin explains, what does that mean? Because most of us, we have to, We're not in the existence every moment of our lives of Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Samid. We have to put ourselves into the existence. We have to like pump ourselves up in order to say Shema, in order to become a Makabal Malchus Shemayim. So that's why the halacha is, or was, the Bisman HaMishnah, when they say the first side of the the person gets married, so you don't have to do that. You can just stay where you are. You don't have to be, accept Malchus Shemayim. Rabbi Gamliel was always in the state. That was his natural state of Malchus Shemayim. So now you're telling him not to say Kriya Shema. You're going to be Mevatel Mimeni Sha'achas? No, that you know, that I'm not doing, says Rabbi Gamliel. You know, if a person is outside and he has to pump himself up to get to Malchus Shemayim, okay, the Chazak is a Pater. But if he's naturally in the state of Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi, Samir Gamliel says, forget it, I'm saying Kriya Shema. So this is my natural state. So that's, you have these Amaram, the Onso Shiny, we say, you know, like, come on, why couldn't he stop? We're talking about the Gedolei Amaroim here. Right, we're in the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. We're talking about, you know, an Amora that Rachmana Litzlan killed his friend on Purim, and then did Tchias HaMeisim the next day. Right, come Rabbi Shaktil Reb Zera, the next day he davened, then he did Tchias HaMeisim. We're not talking about the average person on the street. They were humans, but they were, you know, they had baskols coming down from Shemayim, and when they wanted to prove himself right, he was able to move their trees, and the water goes upstream, and the walls of the Beis Medrash fall down, but Metzia Nuntes. So we're not talking about the average person. So when we say Leon so shiny, we have to realize who we are talking about. But what about, for us mortals? You know, what exactly is, what can we take out of this Gemara? So first of all, Rabbi Yaakov Enten, right here in the back of the Gemara, has an interesting ha'ara. He says, Rav overheard this whole conversation. Did he have a responsibility to say something to Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? Okay, fine, he couldn't control himself. But if somebody would have pointed it out, maybe he would have stopped. Hello, you're in the bathroom, don't you realize? So Rabbi Yaakov Enten says, I guess you don't have to do that. That's what he says you see from this Gemara, because he didn't do it. I guess that, you know, once somebody is doing it, and they're not violating, because la'on so shiny, it must be that there's no responsibility for the person who overhears to tell the person. Let me just see if I can find it inside. Right here. Mia shmamina, dein tzorach limchos biyaduim acher shomo, di lav hachi kasha derav, de shomalei kol hachi v'shasik. Velo itkile, v'rav vade, it's Rav vade was an onso, or Rav was an onso, ha'ishaita, to halo ha'isa shmua ha'imipiv, v'lo maharaba. So that's what you see from this Gemara. If somebody is in the bathroom and thinking or talking about Torah, says Rabbi Yaakov Enten, then it must be that if that person is in the state, if it's Bisman Azeh, when we're not on this level, so there is a responsibility. Would be a responsibility to say, but if somebody has that heter, then it wouldn't be a problem. One wouldn't have to give tochacha or stop the person from doing it. If you look at the Sfas Emes has a totally different shot of the story to solve the problem. What does it mean laonso? So he says it's very difficult. Laonso could be, says the Sfas Emes, like for a minute. Oh, I couldn't stop myself thinking about that vart. But this is a whole long arichos of a brisa. He didn't realize the whole time he was in the bathroom. This whole thing, the tful yom and the tar and the mincha and the chatas and the shlomim, and he didn't remember that. Also, it was like for a minute. Very difficult, says the Sfas Emes, to say laon so shiny. So he says it's just the opposite. Really, we have to switch around the words a little bit. Vazir Rav Shimon was in the base medrash, but the bathroom was right outside the base medrash, which comes up sometimes. Right, Rav was in the bathroom, and Laonso means he was in the bathroom, and Ein Breira, he overheard from the Beis Medrash while he was in the bathroom this discussion. That's what Laonso Shiny means. It wasn't that Reb Shimon was in the bathroom. Rav overheard it, and what could you do? That's why he was able to repeat it. That's why it was so long, and he still didn't realize. And then you don't have the whole diuk of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. You don't have that whole discussion. So that's what he says. So the Tamil of Farish Kach to Mas Shaych Alzel Laonso LaFalpel Kol Kach. He says, "Have the Rav Laskiro," and he argues on Rebecca Vempton. He says, "No, you switch the players in the who was in the bathroom." That was the Sfas Emes' pshat. They have to work out the words of the Gemara, but that was the Sfas Emes' pshat of the Gemara. So one just final point in terms of Halacha L'Maaseh. So what do we say about this? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Pei Hey, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses what one is allowed to think about in the bathroom. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Yolei lech adam based on the Gemara's and brachas. Yolei lech adam mevavos hametu nafos v'yaniach yado al piv v'yekra kriyashma. A person shouldn't walk in dirty alleyways saying kriyashma, even if he's putting his hand over his mouth. He shouldn't be there. Afilu neksif laharher bedivrei Torah. Asur bebeis hakisei ubeis hamerchatz. You can't think about Torah in the bathroom or in the Beis HaMerchatz. That's why if somebody has to go to the bathroom, they're not supposed to be in the middle of it. Somebody doesn't have another choice. But we should try to break off, because it's not covered for the Torah. All right, come on, I'm learning. No, it's not covered for the Torah. To be thinking about it in the bathroom. Fine. So the question is, what about our bathrooms? If one is going to the bathroom, then it has the status of a bathroom. But what about, you know, if one is in the bathroom, what we call a bathroom, but it has a shower and a sink, so we don't only go to the bathroom there. So we wash our hands there, and we might brush our hair there. There are other things that we do in the bathroom. That is a major discussion in many areas of halacha, status of the bathroom. Are you allowed to do netilas yadayim in the bathroom? If somebody is allowed to talk divrei Torah in the bathroom. You know, different statuses. There's
the example of the onus. Some shuls you can hear.
Right, so in some shuls you have this.
In the bathroom.
Sometimes you're in the bathroom in some shuls and you can hear the chazan. Do you say amen? You say heishmei rabba. So lachora not. If you're in the middle of using the bathroom. If somebody's just in the bathroom and they already washed their hands, then the shiloh comes up. Does it have the status of a bathroom? Because the Gemara in Brachos talks about Persian plumbing. Persian plumbing, which is like the basis of our modern plumbing. Persian plumbing, basically, it didn't stay in the bathroom. The Tzoa and the Merag Lion were taken down. So again, it doesn't have the status of the regular bathroom. So that was that's the discussion. So here, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that one is supposed to control themselves if, assuming it has, whatever has the status of the bathroom, or based on Merachatz, then one is supposed to, not think about Torah there. So if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, he discusses, Nistapakti, he quotes the Rav Shlomo Kluger on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. Imutu lahara bo yizbarach. Could you think about God? Okay, not think about Torah. Could you think about Hashem in the bathroom? Right, think about the Baruch Hashem Yotzar. Think about, you know, Hashem, thank you for giving me orifices. Thank you. You know, you would think. So is that a problem? So he says lechora it's mutter. Lechora it's mutter. He says that the quotes of Gemara in Yuma, he assumes he was mitzadeid lehakel based on a number of poskim. There are those that say, the Rishonim don't say this. The Rishonim just say, don't think about godliness. So he says, Ein lezalem kistimas harishonim v'poskim kvishkasam ha-mishnah brura shein lachshav b'mtsiyusu yisbarach. Well, the Mishnah Brura there, I didn't read it to you. It says the Mishnah Brura right there, upashut demutter la'adam lehisbonin lebeis hakisei begodel shifluso. Person can think about how lowly he is. Right, so he says, think about that. Think about Shiflas Adam, but not Galas Habore. So if you have a daik in the Mishnah Berurah, he only talks about the Shiflas HaAdam part. But then he talks about, here also the Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes Poskim. What about reading Gdolim stories? Reading stories in the newspaper about the Yahrzeits that week. V'sipori historia v'yemos olam v'beisakisei yitachein. It's possible that it's a subject to the machlokas earlier, that I think about God or not. But he says, if along the way, you know, there's Torah in there, then it's definitely not appropriate. But if it's not directly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's probably mutter. But thinking about Tikkun HaMidos, right, what is one supposed to do? That's all the whole discussion. They say that Vilna Gaon created math theorems in the bathroom. Right, but either way, this is the discussion of Kriya Bebeis Akise. But remember, the Sfas Emes is totally different reading. Then there's a whole different discussion, which is also Lamaisa. It's not about thinking about Torah in the bathroom, but hearing Torah in the bathroom. That is the question, overhearing it. Okay, now we continue with the next Mishnah. It says the Mishnah on top. Continuing the topic of this parak, and that is the chaluka of the karbanos. Says the Mishnah, when are the Kohanim, when do they get their chelek? So, as if the Mizbeach did not get the basar yet, if you're not burning it on, they're not doing the haktara yet, then the Kohanim don't get the skin. The skin of the animal usually is one of the matnas kahuna. So if before the Mizbeach gets the meat, the Kohanim don't get the basar. Shneamar, olas ish. Ola she'olsa le'ish. Or Ola she zacha leish, says on the side. But either way, that is the has to be Ola's ish, and therefore until it's only considered the Ola of a person once it starts burning. So therefore, until that point, the Kohanim don't get the skin. Rashi says on top, what's the type of case we're talking about? Kagon, she'ira bapsul kodem zrika. If the basar, if the carbon got absul before the zrika, you're not going to be zorik the dam. So if you're not going to be zorik the dam, you're not going to burn the dam. You're not going to burn the carbon basar on the mizbeach. So therefore, that is what's being excluded in this case. Yes, like we learned in the three prakim ago, in the ninth parak, if it happens to go up on the mizbeach, you don't have a choice. In Breira, you're going to burn it there because mizbeach makadish has a roilo. But remember what we discussed back on the first daf of that parak, it could be that that din takes it away of the miyuchad carbon, so it still wouldn't be olas ish. It would be just the general lechem shel gavoa, which is the language over there in the beginning of the parak, the lechem shel gavoa. It has that status, and therefore it is burned there. Back on that pig gimel on the base at the beginning of that parak. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara's Mishnah says, if the mizbeach doesn't get the basar, the kohanim don't get the or, olas ish, and ola she'olsa le'ish. Ola she'nishchata shlo lishma. What about an Ola that Shechta Shlo Lishma? So we learned back on that base that the Ola that Shechta Shlo Lishma is kosher Balo Ola Bailam Shem Chova. So what about that case? That's kosher, but it's not, is that Ola's ish enough? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Avavish Shlo Osa Labailam or Lakonim. That's good enough. It's good enough to be Ola's ish. Ask the Rishash why. It's not ish. She doesn't get credit for it. So the Rishash says, you have to say, and this is an important Rishash for Dav Beis, you have to say when it says Shlo Ola LaBayalim L'Shem Chova be medayik. It counts as an adava for the Bayalim. It doesn't just count as a, it doesn't count as a Chova for the Bayalim. It counts as an adava. So if that's true, that's a new understanding of the first Mishnah in this Masechta. You might have said, oh, it's kosher, but it's not for you. No, it counts for you. I don't know, maybe nafkamina. He doesn't say this for favorish, but let's say I owe an adava. And then I also bring my Ola that I bring out, you know, an Ola's Chova, let's say a woman. Let's say a woman who had a baby, so she's bringing an Ola. So it didn't work for her Ola, it was Shalol Shema. But let's say she already also promised her for an Adava. So maybe it would count for that Adava. Or just Stam and Adava. But either way, it's connected to this person. You have to say that. Or else it's not Ola's Ish. That's the Rishash's Ha'ara. Period. Echad Ola's Ish, Echad Ola's Isha, or we're saying the Kohanim, it doesn't matter if it's owned by a man or a woman, their or goes to the Kohanim by a regular case, that is Manas Kahuna. Oros Kachim Kalim Labailim. The skin of Kachim Kalim go to the owners of the carbon. Right? Shlamim goes to the owner. The owners get some of the meat, and they also get the skins, the hides. Oros Kachim Kachim Lakohanim. The Oros Kachim Kachim go to the Kohanim, Kal Vachomer. And you know it from a Kal Vachomer, where Uma im Ola Shelo Zachu Bivsara Zachu Baora. If an Ola with a Kohanim don't get any of the meat, and yet they get the hides, Kachi Kachim She Zachu Bivsara. You know, did just She Yizku Baora. So Kachi Kachim by Chatos by Asham, where they do get the meat, the owners don't get the meat. So surely they should get the hides. There, you see, they're more shyach to the carbon, and therefore they should get the meat, the skins as well. Last line of the Mishnah, Ein mizbeach yochiach, and don't tell me that you're gonna reject this Kal Vachomer because, hey, look at the mizbeach. The mizbeach gets meat and never gets skin. So how could you say that, oh, if the Kohanim get meat by an Ola and they get the skin there, so, I'm sorry, if they don't get meat by an Ola and yet they get the skin, so surely by other Kachin where they do get meat, so they should get the skin. The Mizbeach gets meat and doesn't get the skin. So doesn't that undermine your Kal Vachomer? Says the Mishnah, don't say that. She'ein lo or b'chol makom. No, because the or is not shayach to the Mizbeach. So that's why you can't say, oh, Mizbeach doesn't get or. An or is not a bar srefa. And therefore, that's why you can't use that as a factor to reject the Kal Vachomer. Reject the Kal Vachomer. Just one ha'ara on the Mishnah. The Briska Rav, the Griz here asks, what do you need a pasuk for in the first line? Olas ish, olash olsala ish, and what's Rashi's case? Oh, there was a psul before Zrika. And that tells me that the Bailam aren't gonna get, the Kohanim aren't gonna get their skin. It's a pasul karbon. Of course they're not gonna get the skin. What's the Havamina? If there's a psul before the Zrika Saddam, you're not gonna do the Zrika, the karbon's gonna be pasul. What's the Havamina? You need a pasuk to tell me that the Kohanim aren't gonna get the skin? Of course they're not gonna get the skin. Says the, there's still me'ila by that carbon. So, but tzarech lomar, it must be, says the Briska Rav, that the schus ha-kohanim of the or could override the isser of me'ila. It's one of the matnas kahuna. The mikol makom, z'chus ha-kohanim ha-yachal af di'ika isser kodesh, v'lo ha-yazamoneya mi'lachul z'chus matnas kahuna. It must be only because of this pasuk. Must be that the schus of the Kohen could override. And that's why he says even in Afkamina. What if you did the Zrika Shalobim Koma? A Zrika Shalobim Koma, we had it earlier. Right? It could be Shalobim Koma Kim Koma Dami. Vade, it's not Machu the Basar. Remember we had Shmuel back then on Naf, whatever it was, Chavav or so. Right? Shmuel says, Shalobim Koma Kim Koma Dami, but you can't eat the meat. That's what Shmuel said. So the Briska Rav says, but the skins in that case probably would go to the Kohen. Because there's no pasuk there, the special heter of the Manas Kahuna, that the R is going to go to the Kohanim. Okay, that's the suggestion of the Briska Rav. Vayter, says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Olas Ish. What did Olas Ish exclude? Prala Olas Hektish. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it excludes Olas Hektish. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Prala Olas Gerim. It excludes the Olav Gerim, meaning by Olas, they're excluded. In these cases, the Kohanim do not get the hides. By Olas Hektish or Olas Gerim. So what does each of these mean? So first, the first 25 lines, this Amud is going to talk about Olas Hektish. What does Olas Hektish mean? My Pral Olas Hektish, we're going to have three, along the way, we're going to end up with three possibilities. What does Olas Hektish mean? What's the case of Olas Hektish that the Kohanim do not get the hides? So what is it? So number one, Amar Chiya Bar Yosef Prat La Ola Haba'a Min Amosaros. The Ola that comes Min Amosaros, what does that mean? Rashi explains, it's the Asham Shenitak L'Raya cases. Let's say I lost my Asham and I brought another one and I found the first one. Or if I have a Tumuras Asham. All those cases where by Chatas, remember the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Kosher B'Chatas Mesa B'Asham Yireh. Right, any case of the five chatos mesos, the timna, the five chatos that have to die, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the carbon asham, they have to be roeh. Machlokas Rashi Rebbe Tam, whether that was a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. I still owe you a shir on carbon asham. But tomorrow night, hopefully Hashem, we'll have a shir on Atzi Docha Lo Sase. It's tomorrow night's a shir related to the gemara that we had last week. So, says the Reb Chiya Bar Abba, the case is an ola that comes with a mutaris, meaning ola that you brought because of a timuras asham, so the halach is asham shenitak l'ri'iya, that ola, the kohanim don't get the skins from that ola. Why? Because Rashi explains, because those olas are brought for an ola sibur. And for an ola sibur, they don't get the hides. Only an ola yachid they get the hides, not an ola sibur. Says the Gemara, okay, hani chlamanda amar mosaros, then vasibur azli. That fits if you say the mosaros, meaning the moser of the ashams, these cases of tmuras asham and asham shemesu balav, that fits according to the shita that says it goes for public olas. Elalamanda amar mosaros, then vasyachid azli, Michael Amemar. But what about according to the shita that says it goes for yachids? So if it goes for yachids, then it should be the regular rule that the Kohanim do get the hides of these olas. if the reason is because it's a sibur karbon. So Gemara said, no, it's another pasuk, a special pasuk that teaches me that in these cases of moser, of ashams, of nitek larayas, the kohenim aren't going to get the hides. Kidama rava ha'ola ola rishona. Just like we darshan the word ha'ola, Rava says, if the ola rishona, that's the makor that a tamid is the first carbon brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the aseid the hashlama, that the tamids have to be the first and the last, only with one exception throughout the year, the carbon Pesach, but usually it's the aseid the hashlama. So hachanami, see here too, we're going to darshan the hay. Ha'ola, ola rishona. Ha'ola, the pasuk is, by the context, Rashi quotes it, where's the brother? Ha'ola or ha'ola ksiv. The skin of the ola will go to the Kohen. Meaning the ola, not all olas. And these are excluded. It's gotta be an ola from the beginning. If you have a carbon that changed into an ola, like an asham shemesu ba'alav, so those are, in that case, the skin is not gonna go to the Kohen. Special din. Even if it is, according to the Banda Amar, that it goes for nidvas yachid. Still, it's not going to go to the Kohen. What do you do? So it goes to Bet HaGabayis and you sell it. But the Kohenim are not going to get the hides automatically. Period. That is all number one. What is Prat La'olas Hektish? A case of Mosaros. A case of Mosaros. Tosfos asks on top. What was the Gemara assuming? That by a Tzibur, by an Olas Tzibur, the hides are not going to go to the Kohen? It's not true. What about the Karban Tumid every day? Karban Tumid every day. All the Olas Tzibur's, all those hides go to the Kohen. Right, you skin it, you burn everything else. So Tosa says, no. It's worse when it used to be a yachid, and then it changes into a tzibur karbon. If you have a tzibur karbon to begin with, so that, and this is how the Achronim explain it, the Tosa says, if you have a tzibur karbon to begin with, so then that can be called maybe olas ish. Meaning all Klai Yisrael are called ish. They're the one violin. We've spoken in the past through of Salvechik Stor and Ala Tshuva, the difference between shutfin and tzibur. Tzibur is one unit. So if tzibur is one unit, so then that can be called olas ish. And if you have a real yachid, if you have yachid that became a tzibur, so then that's a reyesa. That's a problem, and that's why it's worse. That's what Tosa says on top. Svarahu limute tfei mosaros bishim shahayu meikara leish. It's a very lumdish line in Tosfos that he gives us. Okay, that is all option one. Option two. Rebbe Aibo Amar Rebbe Yanai. Prat lematfis olo lebedek abayis. Maybe, what is it, what's the case of an ola that the skins don't go to the Kohen? If I have a carbon ola, and then I try to give it for Bet HaGabayis, meaning, Kachi Haguf, I have a carbon that I'm giving as an ola, all of a sudden I'm Maktish it again for Bet HaGabayis. Am I allowed to do that? Does that work? We'll talk about it in Machlokas, a discussion in Mesechas Erechin. But here, the Gemara says that's what it's talking about. And the Gemara, and that's the case! That ola skin does not go to the Kohen. Why? Lo mi bar lemanda amar kachi bedek abayis tafsi mi daraisa, not only according to the opinion. That kachi bedek abayis, it would be tofes on a daraisa level with this kachi haguf carbon. El afilo lemanda amar lo tafsi. Even according to the mandamar that says that, no, it wouldn't be tofes bedek abayis, because once it's already kachi haguf, you can't make it into bedek abayis. Hani mili basar. That's only talking about the basar. It wouldn't be nitfas daraisa. Because the meat that's already earmarked to be burned on the Mizbeach, that cannot be turned into Bet HaGabayis. Aval or tafis. But for sure, or could be nitfas into Bet HaGabayis, so it would become very hektish, meaning guf and Mizbeach, guf and Bet HaGabayis, it would not be able to belong to the Kohen. That or would not go to the Kohen. Period. So a lot to talk about here, but we're gonna continue a little bit first. Let me just say one point. The Rambam. The Rambam, we mentioned this Rambam in the past, but it's a very important Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, where the Rambam talks about this sheet. Did the Rambam paskins? Could you switch one Kedusha onto another Kedusha? So the Rambam says, if something is Kachibet Bizbeach, you can make Shebet Kabayis, like our Gemara says. But if it's Kachibet Kabayis, you cannot then make it Mizbeach. Why? We quote this whenever we speak about Reb Chaim's chilek of Kachi Bedek Abayis and Kachi Aguf. Because Reb Chaim says Kachi Mizbeach is really yours. You just imbued it with Kedusha. But Dini Mamonis is yours. You sanctified it. Mashenki Bedek Abayis, you gave it. You made it Mamono Shel Hektish. Membeila gets Kedusha then. But that's the beautiful language of the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, in Vav Ches. He says, why can't you take something Kachi Bedek Abayis and make it into Kachi Aguf? You might think it's much easier. Why not? Ain't a maktish davar sheino shalom. It's not yours. It's a great line of the Rambam. Because even though when it's Mizbeach, you might think it's really not yours. That's only in terms of Kedusha, not in terms of legal status. And that's why the Rambam Paskins like this Gemara. It fits into the larger framework of Reb Chaim based on the Tosfos in Bava Kama and Rashi and Psachim in the first parak. Whenever we talk about this, we quote a number of those shittos. Okay? We can't go through it right now though. We continue. V'chein, first wide line. V'chein amar Rav Nachman amar Rav Avuha pra'la ola haba min amusaro. So Rav Nachman likes the first shita. That is the talking about what's the excluded, the skins, the ola that comes from the musaros. Amalei Rav Amnun Rav Nachman. Kiman. Will you like that first shita? Why? Rabbi Yehuda. Because you think like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kohanim do not get the hides in that case. But ha'adar bay. But Rabbi Yehuda was chozer bo. So you don't have a Tana that holds like you. The Tanya, which Rabbi Yehuda? As follows. Shisha l'nedava. This is quoting the second, it's quoting a brisa, but it's really the second half of a Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim says that there were 13 tzedakah boxes, basically, in the Beis HaMikdash. 13 tzedakah boxes. And each one had a different label on it. Six of them had a label that said nedava. So what were those six? That's what we're talking about. Six l'nedava. One of them said, la'ola haba min amusaros. The money that goes in here is from the ola that haba min amusaros, meaning the asham shenitek l'riyas. Shelo yiyu kohanim zakon ba'ora. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, the kohanim do not get the skin there. So therefore you sell it and you put the money in here. So amar l'Rav Nechemya, Rav Nechemya said to Rabbi Yehuda, va'ami l'Rav Shimon, and sasi Rav Shimon. Interesting, whenever sometimes you have Shimon and Nechemya, those are two names that you have different gersos, right? We like to say, quote, Nechemya Hamsuni or Shimon Hamsuni. So here too, it's either Nechemya or Shimon. So Imkain, he says back to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that? That the Kohanim are not going to get the skin. Imkain, bitalta midrasho shal Yehoyada Kohen. There's a whole drasha that Yehoyada made. The Tanya, the medrash drasha Yehoyada Kohen. This is the drasha, Mishnah, that he made, Asham hu Asham Asham Hashem, Pasukin Vayikra, what is that telling me? Kol sheba mishum chadas and mishum Asham, any carbon that comes, that started off as a chadas and an Asham, meaning like the, right, our cases of Mosar Ashamos, Yilachach ba'olos, they turn into olos, habasar l'shem, and the meat goes to Hashem, va'ol l'kohanim, and the or goes to the Kohanim. So you see Reb Chemya and, or Reb Shimon said back to Reb Yehuda, you can't say that the or doesn't go to the Kohanim in this case. Of course it goes to the Kohanim. That's the whole drasha of Yehoyada. And what do you see? Reb Yehuda didn't answer them back. So says, asks Rav Hamnuna, so you see, he must have accepted. You can go down. So if that's true, then your suggestion is wrong. In the case of the Ola Habab and Amosaros, the skin does go to the Kohanim. So therefore, option one here, which you agree with, doesn't work. So Amar Lacy says back to him, Elamarbamai Mukimla, okay, so what's your pshat? What's your pshat to Olas Hektish that is being excluded that the Kohanim don't get the skin? So here's number three. Amar Lay, Mukmina Lay, Bimakdash Nechasav. The cases where somebody gave all of his Nechasim to the Beis HaMikdash without specifying what Hektish, which Hektish he was making it. Ukid Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. As follows. The Tanna Mishnah tells us in Shkalim, Hamakdash Nechasav. If somebody makes all of his property hektish, v'hayu bohen behemos haru'yus l'kabim mizbeach, zachar b'nekevus, and there were animals there that could have been hukar by the mizbeach. The person did not specify that they should be hukar by the mizbeach, but they could be. So what's the halacha? Which animals, basically, which animals do you burn, and which animals do you sell? It all belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you give kachi aguf status? What do you give kachi b'nekabaya status? So Rabbi Lezer, Omer, you're not makriv anything. You assume that everything was given for kachi beta kabayas, and therefore you sell all these animals for to people who are going to be makriv them, and they'll imbue it with kedusha. But you take all the money. It's basically the money. That's what we assume that this guy gave to the Beis HaMikdash. So you sell everything and you get the money. And all the money becomes beta kabayas for temple upkeep. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua is the other shita. What does he say? Zacharim atzmam yikrivu olos. No, the male animals themselves are burns, right? Olos are all males, so you assume that he wanted to give all these olos, and the nekevos yimachol etzarchei shlamim. The females, though, you have to sell. Why? Rashi explains two things. Number one, Rashi says, when this guy is makdashit, it must be that he wants to be makdashit totally with nobody getting benefit. So it can't be that he wants to give it as a shlamim, because then the bialim are going to get the meat. So you have to figure out a way to give it all to the base of Mikdash. So the olas, the males, you burn, because olas are males. What about the females? You can't be mocked with them as a shlamim, because then the bialim are going to get some meat. So you got to sell it, buy that with that money, olas, and then everything, you'll have something that goes straight to the base of Mikdash, according to the Shita. The rest is going to fall to Bedek HaBayis. That is Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. And says the Gemara, and the Chiddush Rashi says, according to the Shita also, is that you could assume in his mind that he wanted to give some for this and some for that. Some for direct Mizbech and some for Bedek HaBayis. V'yafil Rabbi Yeshua, da'amar Adam cholek be'akdeshu. And even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds this, that he could split up in his mind, some is going to go directly to be burned and some is going to be for Bedek HaBayis. Hani mili basar. That's only the basar you have to split up. Aval or, the hides, toughest for sure, goes to the base of Migdash. There's nothing to talk about. This is the case. This is case suggestion number three, that a case where the Kohanim do not get the hides. What does that mean? That's what we just did for the past 20 lines. What is that first line of the Braisa mean? Rebbe Yehuda, Prat La'olas Hektish? Three possibilities we've had. Number one, it's the Ola Habab and Amusaros, and Ola that comes from being an Ashram originally. Number two, it is where somebody is Makdish their Kachim Mizbeach into Bedek HaBayis. And number three, where somebody just Makdish all of their Nechasim. Those are the three cases of the suggestion. Okay, now we're back to number two. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What was the other suggested exclusion? Prala Olas Gerim. Maybe it's to exclude Olas Gerim. An Ola that a Ger brings, the skin does not go into the Kohen. So ask the Gemara, why not? Amali Rev Simoi Bar Chilkoi L'Ravina Atu Ger Lav Ishu? What do you mean? Olas Ish Prala Gerim? A Ger is an Ish. So what? How could a Ger be excluded? So Amar Lei Prala Ger Shemes Vein Lo Yarshim. Ah. When a ger brings a carbon, fine. But if a ger died after he was mafresh, before he brought it, he has nobody else. What do you do with this carbon now? There's no bialim. So in that case, the skin does not go. That's not an olas ish, because there's no ish anymore. If there's a Jew who has yarshim, so then the yarshim can be the ish. But here, there's no more ish. The Sfasemis wonders, what do you do with the skin? Is it hefker? Does it go to the Bedek HaBayis? So someone just wonders, he's not sure exactly what happens to the skin in that case. Tanur Rabbanan, a related brisa. Olas ish, ein li ela olas ish. Let's do our girsa. Olas gerim, or they take out on the side gerim because we were just born gerim. Nashim va'avadim inayin tamalomar or ha'ola riba. Or ha'ola is an extra phrase that includes even skin of an ola that's brought by a woman or an eved. Or an Evid. Tosa says, interestingly, that you can learn both of these out from the same pasuk. A lot of times you find other Gemaras where Evid and Isha, you need two separate psukim. But sometimes you need, this, you can learn that from the same pasuk. So Tosa says, important Tosa also, bottom Tosa, depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about mitzvos, so then you can learn out one from the other, because there's Evid Kanani and Isha Chayav in the same mitzvah. So basically the same here is related to a mitzvah. If you're talking about Ne'emanus or something like that, then each one is different. Each one is different, and you'd have to have a separate source. If you see on the side, they quote a different girsa from Gerim. They quote Ovdei Kochavim. Ah, that's the Rambam's girsa. The Rambam talks about an or of a goy's carbon. Also, does go to the Kohen. See, if came matam alomar olas ish, if or woman and avadim and goyim, let's say going to the Rambam, are excluded. What is olas ish? Olasha also ish. Excluding a carbon that became puzzle, like Rashi said up top, where it's shechted, pigo, puzzle, shol yakonim zakin ba'ora, those cases the kohanim do not get the or. Yochoshani marbe shenishchoda shalol lishma. I might think even shalol lishma, like the Rishasha Sahara, hovlo asal abaylim. So it doesn't count for the owner, lo yakonim zakon ba'ora. The kohanim shouldn't get the or in that case. Tamalomar or ha'olam ikomakom. It's included. The Rishasha Sa'ari is so what that it's included, but it still has to be olas ish. The answer is it is olas ish. That was his chiddush. Period. Or ha'ola, just do a little more. Or ha'ola en ainli ela or ha'ola. I only know, so find the or of the ola goes to the Kohen. Oros kache kache minayin. How do I know kache kache? So the Mishnah quoted the Kal v'chomer. But now we're having a limud. Tamalomar ar ha'ola asher hikriv. That extra phrase. Yochoshani marba af kachem kalim. Also goes to the Kohen, not the owner. Tamalomar ola. Ma'ola kachi kachim, afkol kachi kachim. So ol kachi kachim, the R goes to the Kohanim. Kachi kalim, the R goes to the Gar goes to the Bailam. The Briska Rav has a suffix, this whole discussion. Is it only the R? What about the horns or the hoofs? What about the other items that are not edible? Do those also go to the Kohanim or not? So in the following brisa we're going to have, we're going to be talking about eating the skin with the meat. So the Briska Rav assumes that it's only edible or even semi-edible items that is under discussion here. The near the davka hecha sheish lahem shaychus achila heim nechlalim bechlal hazuchia debasar. Kemo dekamar kan, ratza ochlen oso agabi oren, which we'll see. The eish ksas shaychus achila af ba'or. B'shem de'ika Kiva deika zechia hari yosin lechulin avo bekarnayim sheimaim shayfus achila lo shayfus zechia klav. Briska Rav assumes that the other non-edible items, but that have usage, is not included in this gift of R for the Kohanim. Okay, that is all the first opinion in the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer is the second opinion in the Brisa. What are the Makoros? Or Ha'ola, Ainli Ela Ha'ola, Oros Kachi Kachim, and how do you know Kachi Kachim? A different source. Vidinu, Uma Ola, Shalo Zachu Bifsara. Zachu Ba'ora, like our Mishnah said, if an Ola, where they don't get the meat, they get the skins, Kachi Kachim, Zachu Bifsaran. Eno Dinja Zachu Ba'oran, so Kachi Kachim, surely so they could get the Oran. They have more Shaychas to it. So Gemara says, the Brisa says, I'm Mizbeach Yochiach. But the Mishnah said you can't say this. Mizbeach yochiach shazacha ba'basar v'lo zacha ba'or. Maybe the Mizbeach could prove that undermine your kalva chomer. Because the Mizbeach gets the basar and not the or. So ma'al Mizbeach shein lo zacha b'mikzas. No, like our Mishnah said, Mizbeach never gets the or. Lozacha never gets the or. Tomar b'konev shazacha b'mikzas. They get the or other times. So hold the zacha b'mikzas, zacha b'kulei. So it could be once there's zacha b'mikzas, they get the or other times, they would get the or even here too. So that's the second source. First source was based on a limud. Rabbi Shmuel says based on a kavach omer, like our Mishnah. Third possibility, Rabbi Omer, third shot. In the Braisa, kol atzmo lo hutzrachnu el la'or ha'ola belvad. You know why the pasuk is only by R? Because Ola is the only one that you need a pasuk to tell me the Kohanim would get the R. The other karbanis, you know it even without a pasuk. Not that you only have Ola and you have to find Sukkim for the rest. You only need a pasuk by Ola. Why? Shebachom makom ha'or mahalich achar abasar. Because the or always goes, follows the basar. Parman et sorbim zir menestrafim. You have the garbanas that are burned outside the mizbeach. Hein va'orosei en estrafin iman. They're burned and their oros are burned with them. Chadas va'ashem ezibchi shal mitzibor. All the kachi kachim. Matana lekohen. The meat goes to the kohen. So they can do whatever they want with it. Ratzu mafshitin osan. They want to skin it. Skin it. Lo ratzu ochlan osan al gabi oran. If they want, they can eat the meat with the basar. This is with the line that the Briska Rav just quoted. So you see, it's a chaluk of that. Kachim kalim, lebailim, ratzu mafshitin osan, ratzu ochlan osan al gabi oran. The bailim can do whatever they want. They can throw it out, or they could eat it, not eat it. So all of those, you know. Ol is the only one with the R and the basar do not have the same destiny. It's the only one. Aval ola ne'mar ba v'hifshit es ha'ola v'nitachos olin tzacheha. You skin the ola, you cut up the meat into little parts, and you're going to burn it. So yachal lo yu akonim zachan ba'ora. I might have thought then that the ora also has to be burned. Tamal omar or ha'ola asher hikriv. That's why you need the pasuk dafka by ola. The Mikdash David says that it seems like the or ha'ola has a special status different than all other oros. Right, it's fascinating. You never think about such excitement about hides. But the Mikdash David says, "Mizanir derak ba'ola yesh al ha'or din miyuchad avochadas va'asham." You know why the Kohanim get it? It's chelik of the basar. Chelik of the basar by all the others. It's not a special matnas kahuna. It's just a chelik of the basar. Or ha'ola is one of the matnas kahuna. Because it's the only one that has a separate status. Dafka ba'ola doha or tafiz midaraisa. Tish de miyuchar ala or de ton hefshit. Va'basalim izbeach va'or mischalik lakohanim. U'bazeam rinan de kodem shchita nishadayin schus labayil. Okay, continues. Anyway, that's the Mikdash David in Simon Yud Zayin. Vaiter. Lo yeh, now we're just finishing the brisa. Darshaning. Lo yeh yeh. What does he do with lo yeh yeh? Pratlo tzvil yom, excluding tzvil yom va'onein. She yachol, I might have said, lo yizku ba'basar, shehu la'achila. Yizku ba'or, she'inu la'achila. They should get the or. They're not eating the or. Fine, they don't get the basar, but at the or. Tamalama lo yeh yeh. Pratlo mechutzu kibur, mitzvil yom va'onein. So those are excluded. Not only do they not get a portion of the meat, they don't get a portion of the skin. V'tanakam anami tebeglemi dina. So according to the first opinion, why don't you learn this? Like Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel had a kavah chomer. What do you need the psukim for? And the second pasuk, the third sheet, Rabbi learned it misvara. So why does the first manda amar need a pasuk? Miltadasi b'kavah chomer to have a kasev lakra. As we have elsewhere. No, sometimes even if you can learn that from kavah chomer, there's a pasuk to make it even stronger. Because a kavah chomer you could always upshlag, you could always reject. But here, that's why you have a pasuk. For Rabbi Shmuel, ha'asher hikriv ma'avilei. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do? Rabbi Shmuel, who is number two, what does he do with asher hikriv that the number one and number three used? Pralot tful yom mechusik kibrim ba'onin. Right, he used it, at least number one used it. He uses it to exclude tful yom mechusik kibrim ba'onin. V'tebelemi lo yeh. The third opinion learned it from lo yeh. So, Rabbi Shmuel atimei. Rabbi Shmuel uses up lo yeh for something else. So, Rabbi Yochanan b'shur Rabbi Shmuel. Ne'er Rabbi Ola lo yeh, v'ne'er Rabbi Asham lo yeh. Ma lahalan atzmosa mutarin. Just like by Asham, the bones are mutar. Afkan atzmosa mutarin. So, too by Ola, the bones are mutar. Mufne, and this is a gzeirah shava, mufne, open on both sides. Everything's extra. D'ilo mufne, because if it wasn't open, it wouldn't be a strong kalb of gzeirah shava, and you'd be able to ask on it. Ika lemifrich. Mala Asham Shims Kapsaro Mutter. How could you compare Ola and Asham? Asham, the meat is mutter, so maybe that's why the bones are mutter. Ola, the meat is Asr. So maybe that's why the bones should be Asr too. So you could have asked that on this Gzer Shava. So that's why Lo Yeh, Kroy Yisayrehuk. Lo Yeh is totally extra. It's and therefore, that's why it's a very strong Gzer Shava, what's called the Gzer Shava Mufna, and that's why you can't ask any kashes on it. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.